Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, it is Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask. Hey, Tuukka, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
How are you?
I'm good, good. Busy morning here, getting ready to drop the kids and then go to practice.
Are you raring to get this season going?
Yes. I mean, it's a short training camp, but, you know, I think seems like everybody's kind of pretty anxious to get it going, so everybody's pumped.
Well, I'm glad you came on this morning, and I think there's, you know, you spoke to the media yesterday, and we've had, as you know, lengthy discussions on this program about you and about what happened playoff time. So I wanted to give you the opportunity just if there are questions that haven't been answered or things that we all want to say to talk to everybody this morning. So I know when you and I spoke shortly after you left the bubble, you had sort of shared with me kind of what was going on, and you shared a little bit of that yesterday. I mean, I think essentially from a father's perspective, you know, you got a call and you were told that your daughter was sick, right? I mean, that's kind of how that happened.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough situation for, you know, you as a player when you're there fighting for, you know, playoffs, and then you get a call from home and you know that you're not going to be able to help, you know, because you're there, you're locked in a bubble. And then, you know, my wife called me, you know, daughter had an incident that, you know, that she had to call an ambulance and get some medical attention there. And, you know, I was in shock. I was, you know, obviously my brain was scrambled at that point. I'm like, what do I do? Like, I can't do anything here. So I got to get out of here and go home and help. And that was just a decision I made. And it happened so quickly that, you know, I didn't have time to think about it anymore. I just went home, and, you know, then things settled down, and they've been good ever since. But obviously it wasn't easy to leave the team like that. But, you know, I think thinking the long-term consequences that, you know, your daughter's well-being, that weighed more on my scale there at that time. And that's all there is.
Yeah, I think
no more drama than that to me.
I think, you know, yesterday, for, you know, for those who heard what you said yesterday, to know that an ambulance was called, I think, you know, I think when there's no information, people start to guess at what's going on. And so I think, you know, it was in your mind a very serious thing that your daughter was going through.
Yeah. It was even before the bubble, you know, it wasn't easy because we just had the newborn at the home, and, you know, we couldn't get any help here. I couldn't fly my family back to Finland because we couldn't get a passport for the baby. There was a lot of variables there, you know, that I was unsure about, you know, how things would play out. And then obviously our, you know, 6-year-old was very anxious the whole time I was there because she didn't know I was coming home and when I was coming home. And then she thought I'm never coming home. So it's obviously tough on the kids too. And then things escalated, and, you know, that's how life goes. And I guess people can relate to that. This past year has been kind of crazy for everybody. So it's especially tough on kids too, because they have no idea how to comprehend these things. You know, you're just locked in your house and you can't see your friends and whatnot. So it's not easy. And then one of your parents goes away and they think that they never come back. So it's definitely tough on them too.
Was it difficult for you because you have to balance, you know, your own private family goings on with fans and media who want to know exactly what happened? Was that hard for you? Is that surprising for you?
Well, not surprising. I mean, obviously, you know, we all know where we live. It's a huge sports town, and, you know, people love their sports teams here. So I expected that. But, you know, like anything else, those things just, you know, people talk about it a few days, and then there's something else to talk about. So I also realized that. But, you know, it wasn't that tough, because I knew that I'd made the right decision and I had no regrets about it. So, you know, I just obviously try not to listen to anything or read anything for a few weeks there. And then
So you didn't listen to the show? Did you skip the show? Hopefully you skipped listening to the show during that period of time.
Exactly.
Well, you know, you mentioned the show, Greg. I think, too, it's interesting because, you know, when all of this came up, I feel like one of the knee-jerk reactions from people was to bring up, you know, any of your actions in the past or past comments. You know, in hindsight, do you regret any of the comments that you made before your departure from the bubble, talking about, you know, it being dull, not being too stressed? Do you wish that you would maybe phrase some of that stuff differently?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think my issue sometimes is that I just, you know, tend to be a little too honest. Might have to use a filter a little bit more, but you know, obviously that probably just goes to show what my mindset was at that time. And, you know, I probably could have chosen my words better, but, you know, it is what it is. It's behind us now, and let's focus on the new season.
But did you find it? Was it because it was the round robin thing, or kind of what was your mindset on that?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's so much different because there's no fans. They, you know, they try to pump the crowd noise in there, and it's all mechanical. So it's different. But, you know, I mean, listen, we're professionals, so we should, you know, I shouldn't be complaining about that. We should play hockey, and the situation is what it is. I mean, it's going to be the same this year, at least to the start. So, yeah. I mean, at least now I guess we're used to it. But, you know, I won't be complaining about that, I'll tell you that.
Tuukka, I think one of the things that confuses us as fans, you know, we are like kids, we just want to see our teams do well. When we're on the outside and we don't really know about what's going on in the inside, and, you know, the reports were from the organization that the emergency was over and we were all expecting a return, when was the decision made not to return, and was there, and what was maybe the reasoning for you not returning? Was it just strictly because the emergency wasn't over and there was kind of a loss of communication?
No, not really. I don't think I never even got that far to think about it, because, you know, the games ended a couple of weeks after I came home. But I think for me, you know, the thing was that there was no plan from the league to, you know, allow, like a real plan to allow families enter the bubble. You know, it was almost impossible to anybody to come there. So, you know, for me to leave my family again and possibly go through the same situation, I don't think that made any sense. So that was probably something that I thought about.
A couple more questions, because I want to answer these and then you can play hockey. How did your teammates feel about it? When we were talking about this on the show, Wiggy, others were saying, hey, I feel like maybe, it, you know, his teammates are going to feel like he let them down. How do your teammates feel about it?
They were very supportive throughout the way. You know, and you know, like I said, I had to leave so quickly that I didn't have time to talk to everybody. But, you know, I talked to a few guys and I kept in touch with them, and, you know, they were very supportive. Like, I think I said it yesterday, we're a pretty tight-knit group on the ice and off the ice, and we support one another no matter what. So I think, you know, that was really nice that, you know, we had the communications going even after I left, and they had my back. So I truly appreciated that.
Well, do you feel added pressure this season because of the way everything, because I think a lot of expectations last year, the way you guys were playing before you went to the bubble, that, you know, there was a good chance you could win the Stanley Cup. So do you feel added pressure, you know, that you're putting on yourself just to prove that, hey, this is our year, and I know our window's starting to get a little smaller because everybody is getting a little bit older in age?
Well, there's always pressure when you play in Boston. That's just the way it is. I mean, people expect you to win every year. I don't think there's any added pressure on me or on our team. I think we feel like we have a very capable team again. You know, it's just about going out there and prove it again. I mean, it's going to be a shortened season, very condensed schedule. So hopefully we can get off to a good start and kind of, you know, start the ball rolling the right way. But I just want to perform at the highest level when I'm out there, and I know if I do that, you know, we have a chance to win. So that's the only pressure I take. I don't listen to the outside noises or whatnot. It's just I kind of gotten used to it, and, you know, we go out there as a team and try to be the best team we can.
One other question that came up a lot when we were talking about this was why you call Cam, you don't call the coach, and I don't know how it works around there. What's kind of, clarify that for everybody.
What do you mean?
Well, so when you were leaving, your call was to Cam. I think some people were saying, hey, what, did he call Donnie? Did he call the coach? Is that the way that works?
Oh, no. Like I said, it happened so quickly that, you know, I talked to our trainers the night before. It was pretty late. We had the early game next morning, and then, you know, when I showed up to breakfast, I think all the coaching staff is already at the rink and stuff, so there's no more drama than that.
Yeah. All right. Wiggy, further? I mean, you were very vocal about Tuukka.
I don't want
you to turtle with Tuukka. I mean,
No. I just want to know when you're going to let me ask a question. That's
all right, go ahead.
I think the biggest thing, Tuukka, as a former player, you know, that the expectations of certain guys in a locker room, and I think you're looked at as one of the guys where, you know, it's going to be extremely difficult for us to win if he's not on the ice versus when you are on the ice. And so I wonder if there are some of your teammates that, you know, maybe have talked to you about, you know, when this was going on. Hey, we really would love for you to come back because we're a completely different team when you're not here.
No, there's none of that. No.
Okay. Well, right. I mean, I think that's some clarification that, you know, for myself as a fan.
It's important.
Yeah.
I think this is all, listen, you know, because you and I talked about this. It really bothered me that people didn't have full access to what was going on with your daughter, to what your daughter said to you on the phone, to what was going on. So I think it's important to clarify. And I know you're the kind of guy that doesn't necessarily love to talk about this stuff. You just want to play hockey. But I'm glad you came on to talk about it this morning. I think it's important.
Tuukka, do you ever feel like you have to give us answers when situations like this happen? And we look at it from the outside because we are fans. Do you ever feel like you're almost obligated to explain yourself? Because if not, we just really go on what we think might be going on with no real, you know, knowledge of the ins and outs of the situation?
Well, yeah, not really. I mean, I guess it would probably be easier if you just lay the land out there right away and stuff. But like I said earlier, I just wanted to protect my family and my daughter's, you know, future by not, you know, coming out and saying anything. But I also hope that, you know, you would understand that I'm not the type of guy that I just leave because I don't like being there or whatever. You know, it's just there's obviously a reason why I left.
Yeah. Tuukka, we've joked with you in the past, or you have with us, about retirement. How does all this affect your view on how long you're going to play?
Well, you know what? I felt good out there. I can give you that. I felt really good. I think these months off, you know, rest and working out have kind of rejuvenated my brain and my body. And we'll see how the season goes. But like I said yesterday, I really have no interest playing anywhere else than here. And if I'm good enough, my body feels good enough, hopefully there's a, you know, future after this year.
Is it going to be weird to not have a Big Z out there?
Yeah. It's gonna be weird. I talked to him, I texted him when I saw the news, you know, I'm definitely going to miss him out there because he's such a big part of the penalty kill and our defense that you know, it'll be different. You know, we obviously played some games without him out there and I've noticed the difference. So that's just something we have to get used to and us as goalies have to get used to. But it was a sad situation to see him gone, but that's how this business goes.
When and if you do think about retirement, would you want to retire a Bruin, or is that important to you, or would you, you know, be interested in going elsewhere when that comes up? I mean, are you a guy who would just say, I want to retire a Boston Bruin?
Well, I think I just said that I have no interest in playing anywhere else. Yeah, I mean, 100%. That's how my whole life has been like that. Whether I played in Finland or here, I've kind of been a one-team guy, and, you know, I've had the luxury of play with the Bruins so many years, so I have no desire to go anywhere else. That's it. Maybe I can join you guys in the radio afterwards.
Well, I mean, you have to replace Wiggy.
Fine with me.
When can you start?
Seriously, we're ready.
Well, our expectations.
I can't wait to start chirping all the players and the hockey teams and basketball teams and whatnot.
Right. Listen, when it comes to radio, the guy makes a fantastic judge if you do a best Italian sub competition.
Yeah, certainly a lot of good places in East Boston. But our expectations are extremely high this year for you and the team as well, because, you know, we feel like that it's time for you guys to win another championship. And I know that's a lot of pressure from fans, but I think that's the way we look at this team and this organization.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we love playing in Boston, because the expectations are so high and people expect you to win. So I think that drives us to play better. And can't wait for the first bad game when you guys start yelling at us again.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on and talking about this and on to the season, And, you know, quick note, if you have any further scoops that you want to give me in the future, give them right to me. I got a lot of press out of the last one. So just let me know. Anything you want me to relay, I'll relay. All right, Tuca?
You know it, guys. Thank you. Thanks for your help, and have a good day. Stay safe, guys.
Okay, thanks, Tuca. All right, there's Tuca Rask.